אנגלית, שאלון ה', מודיול E, גרסה א', קיץ תשס"ט 2009. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 8. So what if it's not really art? An exhibition by three unusual Canadian artists opened yesterday in the city of Bristol, England. The painters, who are known simply as Billy, Tom, and Toby, won't be offended if critics sneer, "That's art. My dog could have done it." While the artists are not dogs, they are animals, more precisely, chimpanzees, and they've been painting for several years now. Billy, Tom, and Toby are three of the 12 chimps that live in a sanctuary near Montreal, Canada, which provides a secure home for old chimps whose lives were spent in research labs or circuses. The animals arrived depressed and frightened, says sanctuary director Ellen Barkin. We thought a painting project might help improve their mood a little. The results took everyone by surprise. Some of the chimps needed only a brief introduction before picking up a paintbrush on their own. Others were less keen at first, but when encouraged by staff members, they soon joined in. Now they all turn eagerly to their art equipment at every opportunity. According to Miss Barkin, each of the chimps has a distinctive way of working. Billy, for example, prefers various shades of blue and takes his time applying the paint to the canvas. Toby tends to paint quickly, with an obvious sense of delight. And Tom, the oldest of the group, displays a clear preference for dark colors and large canvases. We found that the paintings of these three particularly appeal to our visitors, says Miss Barkin. That's why we decided to send them overseas. The Bristol exhibition is meant to do more than simply entertain. All the income from the sale of paintings will go toward expanding the Montreal sanctuary and improving its facilities. The same fundraising strategy has been used before. An exhibition held in Canada last year was a huge success, with 13 of the 15 chimp paintings selling in the first week. The organizers of the Bristol show are hoping for similar results. Says Peter Beller, the exhibition curator, "These chimps have been used their whole lives for our benefit. Now it's time to do something for them." Questions. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 3, and 5, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. The writer calls the artist unusual, line 1, because, 1. They've been painting for a very long time. 2. Their paintings are especially good. 3. You don't expect chimps to paint. 4. You don't expect chimps to care about criticism. 2. What does Ellen Barkin explain in lines 6 to 13 about the painting project? Complete the sentence. She explains why, 3. What was surprising about the painting project? Lines 6 to 13. 1. The chimps didn't need any help. 2. Staff members became very enthusiastic. 3. All the paintings were very good. 4. All the chimps' reactions were positive. 4. Complete the sentence. All the examples in lines 14 to 19 show that the chimps don't 5. What do we learn from lines 14 to 19? 1. How popular the paintings are outside Canada. 2. How paintings were chosen for the exhibition. 3. Which chimp is the most popular. 4. Why people visit the sanctuary. 6. What are the similar results, line 24, that the Bristow show organizers hope for, lines 20 to 26? Complete the sentence. They hope that people, 7. Peter Beller says, these chimps have been used their whole lives for our benefit, lines 25 and 26. What were the chimps used for? Give one answer. Take your answer from another paragraph. 8. What information are we given in the article about the Montreal Sanctuary? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. Who founded it? 2. What it looks like? 3. How its location was chosen? 4. What its purpose is? 5. When it was built? 6. What its plans for the future are? Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ, תשס"ט 2009, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners. And welcome to our program Around the World. And here with us in the studio is Kelly Dorfman of the Earth Watch Institute. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, what is the Earth Watch Institute?
We are a volunteer organization that aims to save animals. As you probably know, in the last few decades, animals all over the world have suffered a lot because of changes in climate and the loss of living space. We at Earth Watch believe that animals are extremely important to the planet, so we're doing our best to help prevent further damage to their populations.
Are there any animals you are especially worried about?
All animals, wherever they are, deserve attention and care. But we cannot be everywhere in the world at once, so we go to those places where animals are in the greatest danger. Last year, for example, we sent volunteers to Sri Lanka to help create a nature reserve for very rare birds. And this year, a large group went to South Africa to work with giraffes and lions that needed to be moved to safer surroundings. At the moment, our volunteers are concentrated in 7 countries.
That's very impressive. Do a lot of people volunteer for this sort of work?
Oh, yes, more than you might think. 20 or 30 years ago, very few people were interested in saving animals. Today, the number of volunteers is huge, which is really quite surprising. We get people of all ages and every possible profession, and they are willing to work very long hours in all weather conditions. It's not cheap, either. A person traveling to some remote jungle can easily spend some $2,000 on airplane tickets and other expenses. But even that doesn't seem to prevent people from going. Last year, the number of our volunteers increased by 30% compared to the year before.
And what exactly do they do?
We send many of them to nature reserves where they spend a few months with the animals, feeding and caring for lions, monkeys, or elephants. Other volunteers help scientists record animal behavior, and some teach local school children about the importance of saving the animals in their country. As you see, there's a wide variety of jobs for them to choose from.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. I think it is, but I must admit that not everyone agrees. I've heard complaints that organizations like Earth Watch do more harm than good by sending too many people to places where they disturb wildlife and destroy what is left of the natural environment. And some people say we cause more pollution because of the airplanes that take the volunteers there.
But that's true, isn't it?
I don't think so. First of all, We are very careful to minimize the damage we do in any area we go into. Besides, the little damage we might cause is nothing compared with all the harm that's done to the animals and their environment by people and governments who don't care about them.
I see. Tell me, Kelly, if any of our listeners would like to volunteer, what should they do?
They can write or call our office or contact us through our website. We'd love to hear from them. We always need more volunteers.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, Kelly, thank you for coming to the studio, and to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. השידור השני.
Hello listeners, and welcome to our program Around the World. And here with us in the studio is Kelly Dorfman of the Earth Watch Institute. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, what is the Earth Watch Institute?
We are a volunteer organization that aims to save animals. As you probably know, in the last few decades, animals all over the world have suffered a lot because of changes in climate and the loss of living space. We at Earth Watch believe that animals are extremely important to the planet, so we're doing our best to help prevent further damage to their populations.
Are there any animals you are especially worried about?
All animals, wherever they are, deserve attention and care. But we cannot be everywhere in the world at once, so we go to those places where animals are in the greatest danger. Last year, for example, we sent volunteers to Sri Lanka to help create a nature reserve for very rare birds. And this year, a large group went to South Africa to work with giraffes and lions that needed to be moved to safer surroundings. At the moment, our volunteers are concentrated in 7 countries.
That's very impressive. Do a lot of people volunteer for this sort of work?
Oh, yes, more than you might think. 20 or 30 years ago, very few people were interested in saving animals. Today, the number of volunteers is huge, which is really quite surprising. We get people of all ages and every possible profession, and they are willing to work very long hours in all weather conditions. It's not cheap either. A person traveling to some remote jungle can easily spend some $2,000 on airplane tickets and other expenses. But even that doesn't seem to prevent people from going. Last year, the number of our volunteers increased by 30% compared to the year before.
And what exactly do they do?
We send many of them to nature reserves where they spend a few months with the animals, feeding and caring for lions, monkeys, or elephants. Other volunteers help scientists record animal behavior, and some teach local school children about the importance of saving the animals in their country. As you see, there's a wide variety of jobs for them to choose from.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. I think it is, but I must admit that not everyone agrees. I've heard complaints that organizations like Earth Watch do more harm than good by sending too many people to places where they disturb wildlife and destroy what is left of the natural environment. And some people say we cause more pollution because of the airplanes that take the volunteers there.
But that's true, isn't it?
I don't think so. First of all, we are very careful to minimize the damage we do in any area we go into. Besides, the little damage we might cause is nothing compared with all the harm that's done to the animals and their environment by people and governments who don't care about them.
I see. Tell me, Kelly, if any of our listeners would like to volunteer, what should they do?
They can write or call our office or contact us through our website. We'd love to hear from them. We always need more volunteers.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, Kelly, thank you for coming to the studio, and to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.
Answer questions 9 to 14 according to the broadcast. In questions 11 and 14, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. Earth Watch to the rescue. 9. What do we learn from Kelly's first answer? 1. Why Earth Watch works with volunteers. 2. How long Earth Watch has been active. 3. How the animals are saved. 4. Why animals need help. 10. The examples of Sri Lanka and South Africa are given to show that 1. All animals are in great danger. 2. Earth Watch was especially active last year. 3. Earth Watch works mainly with wild animals. 4. Volunteers are sent where they are needed most. 11. Why is it surprising that Earth Watch has so many volunteers? Give one reason. 12. What are we told about the Earth Watch volunteers? 1. What training they get? 2. What kinds of work they do? 3. Where they prefer to go? 4. How they feel about their work? 13. According to Kelly, the critics of Earth Watch claim that the organization 1. Damages the environment. 2. Has too many employees. 3. Doesn't help enough animals. 4. Doesn't work with local governments. 14. Complete the answer. In her last answer, Kelly tells the interviewer how people can...
בהצלחה.